Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's see who does the best lip sync of the song. Okay? Todd, you up for that? We're going to lip sync this song, which is an added benefit to watching us on the stream today. You can watch us in What's On Your Mind. Here we go.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
go for I'll do the air drums too.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I think we did okay there. I think we did okay.
It's a big old land.
Much better than if we would have.
What is this, the Milli Vanilli show?
who else had the stars and stripes in the shot? Is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, super producer Chris Larson, if people want to watch What's On Your Mind, they might be in a place today with a little weather out there where they're at their desk, their computer, they're at home, whatever. Apple TV, how do they watch What's On Your Mind? Where do they go to do that?
Yep, they go to the AM1100theflag.com Facebook page.
Okay.
They can go to our AM1100theflag.com YouTube channel. And as of yesterday, they can go to our What's On Your Mind Getter account.
No, it's GTTR, right? That's Getter.
And GTTR.
There isn't any there. Okay, and Getter is the new Twitter. It's the non-cancel culture of Twitter. Todd, you share it on the Case Buyer social media as well, right?
Yeah, will do. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's plenty of places to watch it. If you watch on the stream today and you send us a note, because you can do that as well on the live stream, we're going to put you in a drawing for, are you ready for it? Wait for it. You can see this on the screen if you're watching. The same Bison apparel that you might even see the coaches wearing. This is pretty darn cool. So this is the this is a nice pullover. And this is a 2XL pullover, and it has, I haven't showed you yet.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, isn't that nice? Yeah, so this is a nice pullover, and, you know, you can put a sweatshirt underneath it if it's a little big.
How do I win that?
2XL. It's an Under Armour, too, from Coach's Choice. If you leave a comment, we'll pick a winner by the end of the program. You have to leave a comment. Nate on the radio has already left a comment. I've got a suggestion. Since it's cold out there, grab a coffee mug and fill it up with hot chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
Pretty good suggestion.
Hot coffee, too.
Yeah.
All good. Something hot.
Exactly right. And you might want to do that and get that PetroServe USA mug along with PetroServe USA apparel because you can buy one without having to win one. Just saying, Kev, when you go to Glendon.
They have great Bison scarf. They have a really cool,
stuff.
Nice Bison scarfs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some good amount of Bison stuff there.
Yes, they are the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison, but they're also...
I would have known that before we went to Frisco, then I might have been better equipped.
We were giving Kev the whole time, where's your Bison wear, dude? Where is it? We finally came up with a cap, I think, for you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, PetroServe USA, in addition to being the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison, they actually are the official convenience store of What's On Your Mind as well, where we get to tell you about what's for lunch today. Fish and fries in Valley City today.
Cool. So fish and chips.
Darn yep. Good. You can't even believe it. Fish and fries, Valley City, exit 292. And hot beef sandwiches on 12th Avenue and I-29. The crock pot is out. They're doing pulled pork in Glendon today. Chef's choice in a few locations like Harwood and Euland and PetroServe USA, where today, Friday, all their stores, Valley Dairy stores up north and PetroServe USA stores, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. And don't forget, all month long, any size fountain pop or coffee and cappuccino is 49 cents. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is here. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Here is what we're going to do. Again, if you're watching the show today, you get a chance at a free prize. So go for it. NDSU apparel. Remember, just have to leave a comment so we know you're watching right there. And we've already got one comment saying hot chocolate. So I've never left a comment on the stream, but is that easy to do, Chris? What do people do to leave a comment? Is it pretty obvious when they get there? They go to Todd's Facebook page. They go to Scott's Facebook page. They go to What's on Your Mind Facebook page or our websites. How do they leave a comment?
Yep, you can go to either the Facebook page or the YouTube channel, and just there's a spot to post a comment. You put it there. It comes to our screen, and we project it on the screen. Very easy to do.
All right, very good. That's awesome. So just to check that out and join us that way. We prefer, honestly, that you call. Why do we want people to call, Todd, rather than leave a comment on Facebook or text us or whatever?
Because it's a good way to get a voice other than me, you, or Kevin on. It's always kind of neat to have some additional voices. Makes it sound like a bigger show and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
I just want to chat. You know, it's the texting thing's a little impersonal, you know?
Right. Us looking at our plastic all day and reading it. We could be making it up.
Exactly right. We gave away a Let's Go Brandon hat yesterday for somebody that they called. So you never know what you're going to come away with. You know, you MyPillow products. We got a lot of things in the store. So you call and you bring it today. We'll go with a first-time caller today prize. How about that? Can't tell you when, but I brought a Charlie Kirk shirt back from America Fest. Look at this. This says, America, the greatest country in the history of the world. If you wear that and somebody gives you the snark eye... What is that called? Stink eye? Snark eye? I forget. But, you know.
The evil eye?
Yeah. Then there's something seriously wrong with them.
Truly.
Because the shirt says, America, the greatest country in the history of the world. Does anybody other than Barack Obama disagree with that?
Not that I know of.
The people that apologize for America? And then on the back it has America Fest 2021.
Say what you want about Obama, but he was the first president of 57 states, so.
That's true. And you know what? The other thing we've got to say about Joe Biden is at least he made Jimmy Carter the second worst president in the history of America. You know what I mean? So you got Jimmy Carter's happy with the Biden presidency. So Biden got caught in a lie again yesterday.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah, that's one of his lies. But well, he probably does. But
do you know for a fact he doesn't have hairy legs? Because I'm not looking.
You know the thing.
Yeah, that's true. He has that. But
the arrested deal?
So, in Atlanta this week, he gives a speech talking about being arrested.
Yeah.
Wow. As part of some trip to apartheid or something, right? He's trying to see Nelson Mandela, gets arrested. Anyway, because I watched Greg Kelly on Newsmax last night, which is the single greatest cable talk show, it is so good. I just love it because he's got a little bit of humor, but he always has things on I've not heard about before, and in a way, he pulls out different things. So, he had a CNN reporter interviewing Joe Biden about, say, you keep saying you were arrested, but I can't find a record of you being arrested. So Joe Biden goes on this like 2.5 minute explanation in which he said, well, I probably shouldn't have said arrested. I was just not allowed to go where I wanted to go. Well, hello.
That's not the same.
I mean, arrested, we know what arrested means. There's not a debate over that, what that word means, for crying out loud.
Back when Emmett Till and I were in the South protesting segregation, I was at Emmett Till and I got arrested.
So he's done it twice.
Wow.
He's lied about being arrested. The CNN guy calls him out. By the way, let me repeat. The CNN guy calls candidate Joe Biden on it, okay? So this, some wonders never cease, you know? I mean, as I often say, a blind squirrel even finds a nut once in a while. And so the old CNN blind squirrel found the nut and said, you know, we probably should ask him about this. And he has to admit he lies. Guess what? He lied again.
Yeah.
In Atlanta this week and said he was arrested. And how many newspaper stories have you seen about that?
Nobody pays attention. Nobody cares.
Now, if Donald Trump had done the exact same thing, had previously said he was arrested, they would have pounded that up his hind end the entire campaign, number one, which they didn't do to Joe Biden. And number two, if he did it again, I guarantee you every newspaper in America would have had the headline that said, Biden lies again! And the TV news, after they got done telling you that you're going to die, if you actually walk outside and have anything less than 7 masks on and the spikes in corona crisis cases are going through the roof and not giving you any kind of perspective and not telling you anything about, they just want to talk about testing and case counts and everything else. They do that first and then they would get to, by the way, Trump lied again today. You know, it's just, it's the corporate media is corrupt. You can't trust them. So you have to go to sources like Greg Kelly and Newsmax, which has got a great show. And Greg Stinchfield next week's doing some really good stuff, too. Anyway, if you want to talk about that, I'd like to talk about the win for common sense in the Supreme Court yesterday. What won was the Constitution. The Constitution is a thing. Joe, you know the...
You know the thing.
Right, it's a thing, the Constitution. And every once in a while, the Supreme Court has to say, that's not constitutional. And what they said in the United States Supreme Court yesterday is that what you're trying to do, Joe Biden, is not constitutional.
Never was.
No, but my point is, that's a big dang deal. Okay?
My point is, they don't care.
They don't. They're on to saying, well, we're still going to demand it. We're still going to recommend it. What you're recommending is not constitutional, people. It's like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. The text is giving me too much information. I better send this to the Standards and Practice Department to see if I can read that text. But I'd like to take your calls, read your text when we come back. Radio Graffiti for the whole hour. 1 minute, 1 minute only. You go. 1 minute, 1 minute
now
only.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I love this.
Smile, even.
Trying to get a little reminder in there.
Gotta smile.
Yep.
Gotta be a happy warrior. Ladies and gentlemen.
In the sky.
It can be challenging in these times, but it makes a lot of sense. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You know, if I had an appointment this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and they called this morning and said, we're going to close early, so can't be there. But so now I have an hour back in my day, right? So that'd be a good time. If you haven't already switched to Patriot Mobile to say, all right, what's that number again? 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. I'm going to save some money. And more importantly, I'm not going to give money to people who actively compete against everything I stand for. And there's an organization called Second Vote. Do a little research on that. Go to Second Vote and find out where you spend your money and if they share your values. Okay? And I can tell you this. A lot of us see open borders, spending gone crazy, mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and say, what do I do? Well, the one thing you can do to feel a lot better about all that and to eventually bring about change is buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. So I believe we have to stick together more than ever now. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since day one, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And they can show you down to the subsection of, you know, exactly where they go. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget. 100% U.S.-based customer support team. I could speak to this. When I switched, it was like, okay, I got Haley in Arizona. I got Hannah in San Francisco. I got Maria and I. Okay. How do we get this? We need that number. We need this number. How do we do it? Walk us through all of it. All of it to make the change. And by the way, I found out, I didn't really know this, guys. I'm a little embarrassed. You probably knew this. But like when you buy, say I go to a big box store to buy my new Apple, because I want a new Apple 13.
All right.
And I go there and they say, well, who's your provider? And I say, Verizon. Okay?
Okay.
And I go there. I'm paying for that phone in my bill, right? So, of course, I'll take the new 13, even though it's $1,000, because, you know, you're going to charge me a little bit more, and I get a rebate here. And before you get out of there, there's so much gobbledygook. You go, yeah, fine. And then guess what? You're hooked into some ridiculously long contract. So when we made the switch, we found out we still, quote-unquote, owed money on a few phones.
Nice.
I just paid them off.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm paying you anyway. You know, one was down to $86, another one was at $200 or whatever. And I said, look, family, when you want to go from a 12 to a 13 from this point forward, guess what? You pay for the phone. Right? So if your phone's working A-OK, then go with it. Now, they all go, well, Dad, why do you switch every year? Because I melt my phone, as you guys know, about every 6 months because there's, you know, zillion texts coming in and, you know, then it slows down and everything else. But the point is, you know, the Verizons, the Sprints, you know, the AT&Ts, they hook you up on their drug and have you pay over a long time. Patriot Mobile doesn't do that. They say you can buy a phone from us wholesale price, any phone you want. They'll get you. And then you pay for the phone. You just not have it all in your bill. Anyway, you do that, plus free activation fee. They have discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. You're supporting a company that loves America. What's that worth? They share your values. What's that worth? So do this today. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Okay. So before I went to the break, I said there was a texter I didn't know if I dare read or not, and the Standards and Practice Department for What's on Your Mind has made a determination. Can I read this text, Chris Larson?
Well, the Standards and Practices Department has determined that although it is a funny comment, the comment is not proper for air on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, now we have three people that decide that. Have you guys all seen the text we're talking about?
If it came from Winnie the Pooh, it would be okay.
I'm okay with it, Kev. What about you?
Yeah.
So Standards and Practice has been overruled 3-0. The text says, I'm going to get naked, then get in my sauna, and hop in bed with my honey.
Good for you.
Now, that's TMI for sure.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, a day like today with the weather the way it is.
Some pretend it's from Winnie the Pooh, and it's okay. Yeah. He's climbing in bed with his honey.
Now, Standards and Practice Department, before you get too upset, just so you know, I would normally not take that, but the fact that this person is taking their health into their own hands and getting in a sauna was the reason I overrode it, okay?
Yeah, last minute overruling by Standards and Practices was made as well.
Okay, good. Yep. We convinced the refs that they were wrong, so there you go.
Dumped you anyway, so.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah. Because rather than talk about how you're going to die if you're one of the cases from coronavirus, what does that even mean, by the way? You ever think about that? There are X amount of cases. There's new cases today. What did a case mean before COVID? It meant a doctor is helping me with my heart disease or the precancerous. A case.
Sinus infection.
Yeah. A case means how many quote unquote COVID cases are people that don't even have a symptom?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Texter says, hey, Scott. A case is 24 beers.
Yeah, that's what a case
that's,
is.
That's the case.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. And my point in raising this is not in any way to say there are not some people who have COVID or have had COVID that needed to be a case. But everybody that is a case, a very small percentage of those have been hospitalized. Even smaller percentage of those have been in like ICU and ventilated and the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. and even smaller percentage of them have died. You're talking about a disease that has a 99.9999%, you know, the mortality rate is so small on this, the recovery from this, that we can say, gosh, if you're 30 or under, you have 10 times greater chance of dying from the flu. And the flu this year is nasty.
Tell you what, if you're afraid of COVID, go ahead and go over there and be afraid of COVID. I'll be over here jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
But don't be afraid to die is what I often say.
Enough, just enough.
Because if you live your life afraid to die, guess what? You're not living.
Thank you.
You're living your life in fear. So figure that out. Why is it I'm afraid to die? Why is it I'm scared? Why am I don't know, I'm going to get this. You know, if you're Greta Thunberg, like, fearful, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what she tells us.
How dare you?
Get over it, you know? I mean, didn't Tony Fauci the one who says get over it? Yeah. Don't listen to...
You are fake news.
That stuff is bad news. It really is, okay? So I'm just telling you. Stop thinking about this in the term of cases, and especially now with Omicron, the cases are going up because it is super spreadable. But what they don't tell you is, guess what? Already the numbers are coming down on hospitalizations and in deaths. So what we've said all along is proving out so far in the data. Anyway, enough of us talking. It's your turn. Try to send us a text that does not require the Standards and Practices Department of What's on Your Mind to have to review it. You call us at 293-9000. When we come back, radio graffiti, meaning you talk, we listen. 1 minute, 1 minute only. If you're really good, we extend that by a little bit. Whatever you want to say. You want to hate on Hannon? You want to open up a can of whoop-you-know-what? Whatever you want to do, lay it on us. We're doing that till the top of the hour. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Senator Kevin Cramer is unavoidably detained.
Bob Wuerl. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea fired at least two ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the world are you playing right now? Go back to the
cake.
Smile music.
What? Cake.
It's cake.
It's cake.
Okay.
What's wrong with cake?
I don't know what cake is.
That's so bad. I just love the beginning of that. That. Kind of cool.
I tend to eat my cake.
It's a little quirky, but.
All right. Telephone number is.
Very hot band, Scott.
258-0550. 258-0550. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, and we're going to crank up Radio Graffiti right now. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota, will join us in about a half an hour on the program today, and he will be with us for a talk radio town hall in Senator Kevin Cramer's place. So I think you mentioned that Brent was ready to go. We're just about a half hour early for calling him, Daniel, so you go ahead and tell him again a little time. Let's just give everybody an example of what... Radio Graffiti is all about, okay? Radio Graffiti is, I call it that just because you can say anything. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about, you don't have to talk about anything else. So just tell me what it is that's on your mind, okay? Just simple as that. And we give you a minute, and we say nothing in response. We don't talk until you pause, unless you get over a minute. And if you're really good, we just let you go. If you're a first-time caller today, you're going to be in the drawing for a T-shirt that says... America, the greatest country in the history of the world. This came from America Fest down in Phoenix right before Christmas. Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. It's a great T-shirt. Okay? Kev, give me your Radio Graffiti example.
I just wanted to say I had a great night in Breckenridge, Minnesota last night for AZ Hoops basketball. The boy hit the three-pointer. About 2 seconds left to tie it up.
Are you kidding me?
No. No. Tied it up. We were up by 17. Cowboys came back and got it within. Actually, they took the lead, and then the boy hit the three-pointer to tie it up, and we took it to overtime, beat them by 61-60 last night.
So I'm guessing.
Great mom and dad moment.
Big time.
My voice is just shelled today.
you were screaming loud.
Oh, man. We had our defense chant going all night.
Yep. How great is that?
Oh, it was so good.
Why is George Flynn not playing for the Bison, UND?
Well, he's in high school.
Fighting Hawks. The scholarship offer should roll in. You Mary. There you go. There you go, right there.
Well,
let's get him a gig. He's had some impressive games this year.
He has. Yeah. He's having a great season.
All right. So, good one from Kevin Flynn. And by the way, shout outs are perfect. Todd, what's your radio graffiti moment?
Not one, but two Cape Iron Cafe trusted experts insist Omicron, whatever we're calling it this week, will be the last COVID variant. This is almost done.
Wow. That's a bold prediction, and I hope they're right. Everything I've heard about Omicron from trusted experts as well is, and they don't really want to say it this way, but they say really, the more people that get it, that are not hospitalized and not have significant symptoms, the better, because the immunity is built up. So it's, that's how you get to herd immunity, a variant that is not as deadly, not as dangerous once you get it. For the vast majority of people, those numbers are proving out. So they say, you know, that's how viruses kind of take their course and ultimately they go. So very interesting. My radio graffiti is Fox Business story today that I posted on Facebook. You might want to share this, Todd. And the headline is Native American chairman says tribe would feel tremendous effect of Dakota Access Pipeline shutdown. Subheadline says oil money allowed NHA Nation to build schools, a judicial center, a drug treatment center, and more. This is coming from Mark Fox, the chair of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation. And as you know, if you listen to this program, Mark Fox has certainly evolved on that related to the specifics of Dakota Access Pipeline out of, I guess, an abundance of diplomacy, okay, in that clearly, there was the Standing Rock Sioux tribe that had a different opinion. But when it came time to the judge having to make a decision, the letter that came from Mark Fox totally removed the advantage in court that Standing Rock had, because it now put them on a legal plane to say it will harm us if you shut it down. They're saying it will harm them if it continues, so that negated any influence there. And while he's made this clear before, this is a pretty significant change in attitude by Mark Fox, going from supporting tribal consultation, certainly during the litigation. You got to listen to us too, guys, to now vehement support for DAPL. Wow. Game changer. Glad Fox Nation is reporting it. North Dakota media, this is a big deal. So if you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs thinking COVID's the only story today in the newsroom, get to it. That's my radio graffiti moment. Alan and Bismarck, what's yours? Daniel, we got to get Daniel in here. Daniel and Chris will save you in just a moment after we go to Alan and Bismarck. Get ready with yours. Go ahead, Alan. Radio graffiti, you're on the clock. Go.
Hey there. When they talked about this COVID, and then they did all the things aside, the first one was Delta, and then they were going to go EFGH. How come we went from Delta to O?
Because we didn't want to make China mad, the people that actually gave us the virus.
So we went from D to O because of China?
Correct.
C is before D this week.
I'm sorry, I can't help you, but they did not. They said it's a common name. They didn't want to have the whole uncomfortable. I'm not kidding. Because what was the next letter in the Greek alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E.
Right? And, they're all Greek. They're lama, lama, ding, dong. I can't, you know. Delta, smelta, what was before Delta? You know, there was lama, lama, ding, dong that was coming. I don't know. But that's a fact. They skipped a letter. And, right. Yeah. So my advice to you, Alan, and I only answer the question within your minute because you asked the question. You'd have to ask the woke health apparatus of this country that is more worried about offending China, where the virus came from, than they are about telling people the best thing you can do to avoid anything bad is to boost up your immune system. It is general wellness. It is things you can do to prevent not only COVID, but anything. Okay? Number two, if you get it,
okay.
There's treatment. Early treatment options available. These are the people that would rather not talk about that, but rather not offend China. That's all I'm saying.
All right, thanks. First time caller. Love your show. Enjoy it, and talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Wait a minute, Alan. Don't go anywhere. If you're a first time caller, that means I have something for you.
Okay, cool.
Are you up for a T-shirt that says America, the greatest country in the history of the world?
Yes, I am. An extra large, please.
And you would wear it?
Absolutely, I'd wear it.
Proudly, just like the rest of us. And if you wouldn't...
It's a good-looking shirt.
Or if you scoff at it, there's a little something wrong with you. I'd just book a ticket to, you know, Venezuela and stay there if I were you. Hang on a second, Alan. We're going to send that to you. Daniel will get your information while he's doing that. Chris, what's your radio graffiti moment today? Lay it on us.
Oh, Scott, I don't know if I want to share this with you, but the powers that be at Facebook... cancel cultured me.
What, you've been canceled on Facebook? What did you do?
I talked about Yahtzee.
The game Yahtzee?
Yeah, the game Yahtzee, and now all of a sudden I can't post, I can't like, but I can do a Facebook live stream, but, yeah, no, me and,
There must be something more going on here. What did you spell in Yahtzee? No, that's Scrabble. Sorry. What? How could he get in trouble with Yahtzee, guys?
I have no idea. I didn't know you could spell in Yahtzee. I've been playing
it
wrong.
Give me the exact words in your post.
I just got beat in the game of Yahtzee.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Are we sure that's the post that?
Yeah. How do you know that's the post they flagged?
Well, that's the only thing I posted in the last 4 days, and yesterday I got canceled.
Well, ask them what the deal is.
I did, and I've gotten no response.
Interesting.
Typical Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the Karens, Karen fans of Monopoly spoke up, and
right.
They had clearly enough of your talk of Yahtzee. They can't have that. That and Uno, too. All the Uno freaks are out there, and...
Oh, my gosh.
They want equal time.
You can't make it up. Unreal. All right. Daniel, you're on deck here for your 1 minute, 1 minute only. Radio Graffiti. We're just showing you how this works, folks. Ruger in Golden Valley, you got a minute. Go.
Rug.
All right. Hey, happy Friday, guys. I'm just calling about a guy you had on yesterday who said he was a lobbyist and how we're supposed to start getting along with Democrats. Well, I got some questions for that guy. He can call back in and answer them. You know, his own way of getting along with Democrats. I want this guy to tell me which kind of guns he's giving back to him, how much ammo he's giving back, how much of his free speech he's giving up, how open does he want our border, how many illegals are we supposed to let in here before we're in North Mexico, how many gender-confused freaks are we supposed to let into the bathrooms with our daughters to make them happy, and how many feet does he have to grovel at and apologize for being a white man? Oh, I'm sure if he likes Trump, he's a Nazi, too, of course. And, you know, what other kind of forms of energy are we going to have to replace coal and oil? Because unless you get rid of all that, you're not going to get along with them. AOC is not my fellow countryman. She hates America. So stop telling me I need to get along with people who hate this country, buddy, because the modern Democrat, they're not really Americans. You guys have a great Friday.
That's what we've been saying.
Ruger did it, by the way, in a minute and 1 second.
Can't come together on this stuff when it's all communism and freedom.
I don't know if I'm getting a little Joe Biden-ish, but I don't remember the lobbyist we had on yesterday that said we need to all get along. He said he heard a lobbyist say it on the show. I don't remember. I mean, look, I think it's politics should be civil. I think we talked a little bit about the whole Luke Simons thing and the caller that had called in for Chet Pollard, but so I don't know the lobbyist he's talking about, but I mean, what's the golden rule? Treat people like you like to be treated. There's no question about it, but I do think there comes a point when somebody is, you know, AOC-ish, there's no getting along, because getting along to them means just do what I want you to do.
Exactly, yeah, and yeah. It's craziness, so no.
Speaking of craziness, we do have to get to Jen Psaki's best 1 minute in here as well, because... I think yesterday she was, and I was contained literally in a hyperbaric oxygen treatment yesterday at Swanson Therapeutics, hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And they put the TV on, and you're in there an hour, and I get Jen Psaki for 45 minutes of it. How's that for a bad joke? So she was really having to work hard yesterday to try to... Put lipstick on a pig. We'll tell you about when we come back.
With precision concrete cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
President Trump's biggest rally yet will happen this coming Saturday, and there's only one major news network covering it live, Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. The media are censoring President Trump. Even Fox won't carry his rallies. So millions are tuning into Newsmax. President Trump says Newsmax is really good. And this Saturday, Trump is expected to make a big announcement. So I strongly urge you to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus a whole lot more about President Trump. To join the Trump List, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. Text ZONE to 39747 and make sure you watch Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Mike Lindell, My Pillow. Talk about a guy that is a warrior for everything we care about, has been forever. That's long before he said, you know, I'm concerned about the integrity of our elections, and started buying voting machines and digging into things and saying, gosh, what's going on in Supreme Court challenges and everything else. This guy's been one of us for a long darn time. And his products are the best. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, if you want to find out the latest on all the election integrity front, that's the best resource, frankspeech.com. And again, if you don't agree, just say you don't agree and say what you say that they're saying that's wrong. I mean, poke holes in it, right? It's sort of like Jen Psaki yesterday in the election. I want that clip, by the way, where she's talking about all these courts. The facts that are coming from Joe Biden and people related to, we need to do these changes because how they tried to steal the election are not facts. Okay, so they're saying there were lies, and what they're doing to make their case to federalize elections, which, by the way, has been knocked down yesterday, Chuck Schumer said, you're going to vote anyway. And guess what? He gave up yesterday. Yeah, he gave up. He just said, all right, no mas. We were going to keep you here just to vote. Now we're not going to vote. And all went away. But because they say they need to do this, which, by the way, include you, taxpayers, paying for their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
How's that voting reform? And by the way, the founding fathers always said, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, you decide elections. You have your election procedure. They're trying to take that from the states with this.
You deliver the results to the Fed, and that's it.
But my point is, that's what Mike Lindell's fighting.
Yes.
So that's why frankspeech.com is a good resource. MyPillow.com, great deals. MyStore.com, American-made products. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Play me a little Jen Psaki before I go to... Daniel,
really?
Yeah, right.
On the voting rights.
I know there has been a lot of claim of the offensive nature of the speech yesterday, which is hilarious on many levels, given how many people sat silently over the last 4 years for the former president. But I would note that in our view and the president's view, what is far more offensive is the effort to suppress people's basic right to exercise who they want to support and who they want to elect. That's not a partisan thing. There's a night and day difference between fomenting an insurrection based on lies totally debunked by 80 judges, including Trump-appointed ones, and election authorities across the country, and making objective, true statements, which is what the president made yesterday about the effects of a coordinated nationwide effort to undermine the constitutional right to vote.
There's so much there I could spend a week unpacking that. But the one thing I heard, 80 judges have rebuked this. Wait a minute. Even the Supreme Court of the United States didn't rebuke it. They said, you don't have standing to bring it. That isn't rebuking it. If you don't have standing, they don't even review the evidence. So the whole idea of 80 judges have knocked this down, there's nothing there, it's a bunch of crap, is 100% a lie.
Hey, Jen, we don't want to make it harder to vote. We want to make it harder to cheat. What part of that don't you understand?
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Daniel, what's on your mind today? Daniel's the behind-the-scenes man. You talk to him when you call. What's on your mind? What's on your mind today, Daniel?
I don't have a whole lot, but I did want to say that, you know, it is somewhat relieving to see an amount of resistance against this agenda, you know, this administration's agenda, you know, from a couple Democrats and, you know, from the courts as well. And, you know,
it's
just a relief.
Great point. It is a relief. It's sort of like you see the fog lifting.
A little bit of satisfaction.
From people. Yes. Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is what I was just laughing out loud in the oxygen treatment yesterday, Swanson, which, by the way, I'm doing just for general wellness to be able to tell you about it. And we're going to actually go over there and do a broadcast because it is life-changing treatment on so many fronts. I've known this from veteran friends of mine that have done this, including our hometown hero, Rusty Ord here. But I was losing it in the thing because the reporters, even to your point, Daniel, are waking up. Okay, so the reporters are going, you know, everything you've wanted to do, you've not got done, and your poll numbers are plummeting. And she's like, "Oh, everything's great, everything's wonderful." So even when the reporters there say, "Well, everything's wonderful," why is his approval rating lower than Donald Trump's was 1 year ago when you guys thought he was the Antichrist? His approval rating is 3 points lower, and you know, she just danced around it. Jerry and Baldwin, you're up on what's on your mind. Go, Jerry. Got a minute.
Are you talking to me?
I am, Jerry. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I've got a farmstead that's got a nice house on. I'd like to offer to veterans that doesn't have a home or whatever. If they want to, they can call me at 321-2031.
So if I just heard you correctly, Sherry, you said you're offering a home to a homeless veteran.
Yes.
At no cost. At no cost to a veteran.
Correct.
Wow. Awesome.
So if this isn't the power of the What's On Your Mind audience, I don't know what is. And then Jerry says, here's my number.
I was just thinking that.
Wow.
I was also going to tell you, you have a great show. Thank you for sticking up to the real people.
It's our life mission here, Jerry. The real people is who we're here for, and you know who you are, and you know who you aren't.
Yeah.
Wow. Give me the number one more time, Jerry.
321-2031.
And if you want to connect with Jerry...
That's 701, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. 701-321-2031. A home for a homeless veteran on a farmstead. What a generous offer, and what an example of our wonderful audience. 258-0550. Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Anything on your mind? We'll be joined by Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford for that. Todd in South Dakota, stay tuned.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your families a gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.